item number 11, which is to consider whether to adopt a resolution authorizing the Lahontan Water Board SEP project pilot program with the Truckee River Watershed Council. Mr. Pat.
Dr. Horn, members of the board. Eric Turgan, Water Resource Control Engineer in Lake Tahoe Office. Now that we've approved the SEP program document, then we get the opportunity to consider a pilot program to see how this works in real time. So we are proposing to fund this project, or program, with funds that are remaining in the North Star SEP settlement account. That is an escrow account that is established within the Clean Up Abatement account of the State Board. It's money that was a result of a penalty against North Star Mountain Properties many years ago. And it was the violation that had occurred in the Martyrs Creek watershed. Since after we adopted the settlement agreement with North Star Mountain Properties, they subsequently filed bankruptcy. And we didn't get the entire penalty amount that we had anticipated, but we did get some. But it wasn't enough to complete the SEP as originally contemplated. So we did complete portions of that SEP. I completed portions related to the North Star Fire District's efforts for fuels reduction and watershed improvements in that area. And we completed portions with respect to the Waddle Ranch project. But we couldn't complete the entire Waddle Ranch project, and we have almost $705,000 remaining to do with as we see fit. So this pilot program seems to be a very good fit. We're also looking to partner with the Truckee River Watershed Council to implement this pilot program. We selected the Watershed Council because this is an organization that meets all of the partner organization criteria that are defined in the SEP program document that we just approved. It's an organization that was founded in 1996, and they have successfully implemented watershed restoration projects since that time. They implement a very transparent stakeholder process. They have stakeholder-led project assessments that are led by various stakeholders, including the Corps of Engineers, the Town of Truckee, Tahoe Daughter PUD, Forest Service, just to name a few. So it's a very transparent public process, and the project assessment committee ranks their projects against a set of 21 criteria that the Watershed Council has already established. These are criteria that are related to water quality, water supply, forest health, wildlife and fisheries, but the water quality criteria closely mesh with our criteria. And they also are a financially accountable organization. They've built their annual budget from $20,000 a year back in 1996 to over $1.2 million per year. They are responsible in the sense that they are financially accountable to various government organizations when they are being accountable for the grants that they receive. They have implemented sound accounting practices, and they are also in the process of conducting self-audits. And finally, they provide a really good geographic nexus to the violations that occurred from North Star Mountain Properties. Again, those are violations that occurred in the Middle Martyrs Creek area, and which is in the Truckee River Hydrologic Unit. And the Watershed Council looks at projects throughout the Truckee River watershed. So anything that they consider would provide a nice geographic nexus for the violations occurred by North Star Mountain Properties. So the project that would be considered, there's three projects. The sum total of all those projects is $704,000. And we are recommending that the board approve funding for all three projects. We believe that there's really no need to retain any of these monies, you know, to see how one project works over the other. They all provide really good water quality benefit. And again, the organization is a very financially responsible organization, and they have successfully completed watershed restoration projects in the past, and we have a high level of comfort with the Watershed Council to implement these projects and to provide some really good information to us to see how these projects are implemented in conjunction with the program we adopted to see if there are any inconsistencies that we need to address before we roll this out throughout the whole region. So, let's get into what these projects are. The Elizabethtown Meadows Restoration Project is located on lands owned by the Tahoe Daughter Land Trust in the middle of Margaret's Creek watershed. The impacts that we see in this area relate to the construction of roads to aid in the development of this land parcel before it was taken over by the land trust. The roads were installed inappropriately and they've been used inappropriately, and they've resulted in channel instability, head cutting, and erosion. They've also resulted in degradation of area wetlands, and they result in the production of heavy sediment loads to the middle of Mars Creek. So the project proposes to restore the meadow and wetland habitat in this area by reconnecting the drainages on the meadow surface, removing culverts that were installed inappropriately at the channel crossings, and partially decommissioning roads in this area. Project costs are estimated at $79,500 for permitting and implementation. $2,000 of this will be related for completing CEQA. CEQA is scheduled to be completed in June of this year. The project is already designed, or largely designed, and should be completed next month. But the project construction activities will be completed in October of this year, and monitoring will be completed 3 years after that. But a large part of the project will be completed this year and will give us immediate information on identifying consistencies or inconsistencies with our program document. The next project is the Dead Creek Restoration Project. It is located on lands owned by the United States Forest Service in the Boca area, the Boca sub-watershed of the Truckee River watershed. Here we see legacy impacts dating back to 1896 from logging activities, the installation of roads, skid trails, things of that nature, earthen dams, undersized culverts at stream crossings. And this project proposes to restore the meadow. In addition to all those things I mentioned, we also see channel incision to the extent that we're now seeing disconnection, a hydrologic disconnection between the meadow and the streams. And the meadow habitat is now beginning to convert to sagebrush habitat. So the project proposes to restore the meadow by getting a little old here. by restoring the stream back to its remnant channels and plugging the existing gullies that are existing on that site. And this will help to reduce the erosion and to help restore the meadow habitat back to its historic uses and its historic meadow habitat values. So monitoring of this project is going to be funded independently from this program, but the project in itself will cost $224,000 and $500. It's for permitting, project layout, and for project construction. Construction will be completed in October of next year, so we'll be able to see some information this year and also some ongoing information next year on identifying, again, consistencies and inconsistencies with the program document. The last element of the pilot program is the restoration of Middle Mars Creek area. This is located along Highway 267, where it crosses Martis Creek. The problems here result from the confinement of Martis Creek into a single channel to convey it underneath Highway 267. The confinement has resulted in, again, head cutting and channel incision, meadow degradation, and we also see flooding of Highway 267, even in periods of just moderate floods. The project will restore the creek by realigning the channel and reconfiguring the channel at that crossing area, removing old abandoned fill and restoring some of the alignment, channel alignment back to its historic uses or historic alignments, replacing logs and willows within actively incised areas of the channel to help promote channel aggradation to bring the channel level back up and to help restore the meadow that way, repairing gullies and constructing ripples in the channels to help halt erosion and to help restore fish passage in that area. And it's going to be a very interesting project in the sense that not only is it a very intensive construction project, but it's going to involve a lot of continued communication with the various stakeholders involved. We have the stakeholder involvement from Caltrans, who else? Corps of Engineers,
Land Trust,
many environmental-based groups in that area. So we're going to get a lot of information, not only just on how the construction is consistent with the program document, but how the collaborative process is consistent with how we've written the program document. It's a $400,000 construction project that will be completed in October of this year, with adaptive management and revegetation efforts to be completed in October, at the end of 2015. There'll be a long monitoring element of this project, but that's also going to be funded separately from this pilot program. So again, we'll take the results of these projects and... I know, but I'm hearing. So we'll take the results of this program and we'll evaluate those to see where there are any identified inconsistencies with the program document. And we will report back to you, the Water Board, with those results and with any potential recommended changes to the program document before we roll it out to the whole region. We do have, again, a couple late revisions to change set policy, set program, and pilot program. We did receive two letters of support, one from the Tahoe Truckee Airport District and a letter of support from North Star Mountain Properties, LLC. And we also received a comment letter from Mr. David Brew from the Squaw Valley area. He requested that we use a portion of the SEP fund account to fund a technical study to evaluate water quality impacts from man-made snowmaking activities. Our response to Mr. Brew is that while that may be a very worthwhile technical study, we encouraged him to participate in the stakeholder collaborative process with the Watershed Council, because the whole purpose of this program is to evaluate how this whole stakeholder process works in identifying and publicly vetting projects to and implementing these projects. So we encouraged him to work with the Watershed Council's Project and Assessments Committee to evaluate how that committee would rank his project with respect to the criteria that has already been established by that committee. Are there any questions?
Mr. Jardine?
I think all three projects are worthy projects.
Ms. Cox, just a question on the timing. This project, or suite of projects, will be done, it looks like the latest date I see is 2015, is that right? Then you'll evaluate the program's effectiveness at that point, and then kind of roll it out wholesale as it applies? Or how do you see the implementation from this point forward?
What I see is we would come back to the board within a year and recommend any changes at that time. We also recognize that it's going to take time to roll out the program to other watershed-based groups in other regions. So it gives us an additional you know, the projects that go on until 2015, that gives us an additional time frame to fine-tune the documents, if you will, to make any further changes that may be needed. But I think that within a year, we should have enough information to roll this out to the region. I don't think we need to wait any longer than that. Again, because it will take time to identify organizations, develop partnership agreements, to have them go through their project vetting criteria and whatnot to identify projects. So.
Now, will the staff here be facilitating those conversations in that vetting process, or do you turn that over to the possible SET partners to do their own vetting and organizing their suite of projects?
The latter.
Okay. Now, how does this time period affect the SEP for UWRA?
It does not affect it. That's already a done deal.
Because that's a very important SEP project for the Southern region. It's critical in Southern region. Thank you. Mr. Sandell?
It all sounds good. The only question I have is somewhat similar to yours, which is if something else comes up that would warrant a new SEP project, how would we handle that? We're not going to wait until we finish the evaluation.
We'd have to look at that on an individual basis.
Okay. It looks good. It's great.
Do the representatives from the Truckee River Watershed Council wish to address the board?
No?
And introduce yourself.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Lisa Wallace, and I'm the executive director at the Truckee River Watershed Council.
And I'm Beth Christman, and I'm the director of restoration programs at the Watershed Council.
I think to the extent that we have comments, you know, say this kind of for the record, we had the opportunity to provide extensive comment at the October 2013 board meeting, so we don't feel the need to repeat that. So to the extent we have comments this evening, I just would like to say that working with the staff on this project has been very straightforward. Both Chris from the State Board Office as well as the Manhattan Regional Board staff, and we're feeling very comfortable with all the agreements, with the terms and conditions, and we're very excited about the possibility of being able to implement the three projects in the next 2 years. Did you want to add anything?
I'll just say ditto.
Thank you.
Discussion? Let's start with Mr. Sandell.
No, the presentation was complete enough. The projects are excellent, and I'm looking forward to seeing them implemented.
Ms. Cox, anything you want to add? It's great. Mr. Durden?
I just want to say, and I probably should have said this in the last item, but I say it now, that I'm very excited about this pilot project and this new approach to the SEP policy. It's been extremely frustrating for me as a board member, the way the SEPs have been developed in the past. They've been developed during settlement discussions that the board has had no ability to influence. Frequently, they've been, it's been behind closed doors. There's been no stakeholder involvement in identifying SEPs. The challenge has been trying to find some use for the money that equaled the amount of money that was available. And for me personally, it was very frustrating that these projects were being developed without community input and in a non-transparent way. And so I am very happy that we now have this process that is sort of channeling SEP projects towards things that directly benefit water quality, which is what we're all about, and that when SEP money is available and projects are chosen, they are ones that the community has identified as being the highest priority projects for their community, and so that there'll be community support by how the SEP money is being used. Also, I like the fact, I mean, it was sort of interesting as we were getting, as comments were coming in from the North Tahoe area, and, you know, people raise interesting ideas of how monies could be used in worthy projects, but it has, I mean, from my standpoint, it has the added advantage of encouraging people who are interested in water quality to participate in these stakeholder processes. And so we're not responding to, like, popcorn ideas that are coming at us, but these projects are vetted through another organization's stakeholder process, and the community is ranking their priority in the project. So I feel very good about that. So with that, do I hear a motion?
I move that we accept the proposal in front of us with the late revisions.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's a done deal. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.